Pop artist Andy Warhol's only public art piece was on view for just 48 hours, 50 years ago. Then it was censored. WNYC's Giselle Regatow has more.
The 1964 World's Fair was supposed to be an event celebrating peace and human achievement. Andy Warhol's contribution to the facade of the New York State Pavilion building was a large mural featuring mugshots of the 13 most wanted criminals by the New York Police Department.
You know, if you look at the works, they don't exactly reflect the ideals of the World's Fair.
That's Chelsea Weathers. She's an art historian at the University of Texas, Austin, and an expert on Warhol.
These are criminals, and Warhol kind of, in this very tongue-in-cheek way, in this very witty way, highlighted the sort of hypocrisy of that agenda.
Several New York officials were not happy, including Governor Nelson Rockefeller. He asked the architect of the building, Philip Johnson, to paint over the mural. The mural was covered, but Warhol used the screens to produce 13 canvases that were sold to collectors. 9 of them are part of the new exhibit at the Queens Museum. Larissa Harris, curator of the show, says the mural was provocative not only politically, but also sexually, and it offers a lot of insight into Warhol.
These guys are all tiled together, looking at one another. It's very cruisy. And, you know, punning on the title, The Most Wanted Men. It opens up all kinds of views onto his work and onto him.
The show is the last under Tom Finkelpearl as executive director of the Queens Museum before he starts as the new commissioner of the Department of Cultural Affairs next month. He says when his appointment was announced, a lot of the articles stress how the museum has done a good job with community engagement, so he's pleased to end his tenure with a show by a major pop artist.
We've learned a lot from community centers, but we're really not a community center. Community centers don't do Warhol shows.
Especially not one called 13 Most Wanted Men. For WNYC, I'm Giselle Regatow.